This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. Holi also conveys a message of equality and fraternity as people from all sections of society, regardless of caste, creed, age or gender, come together to celebrate with great enthusiasm. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to the people across the globe celebrating the Festival of Colors. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has criticized the Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam DMK government in Tamil Nadu for replacing the official rupee symbol with a Tamil ru in the logo for the state budget 2025-26. The logo released yesterday by the Office of Chief Minister M.K. Stalin featured ru, the first letter of the Tamil word rubai, which represents the Indian currency in the vernacular language. In Punjab, since the launch of the crusade against drug menace launched on March the 1st, more than 1,750 drug smugglers and peddlers have been arrested and their 29 illegal properties have been bulldozed in the state. During the crusade, Yudh Nashya Virudh, a substantial haul of narcotic substances, including over 80 kilogram heroin, poppy husk, opium, ganja, ice, and banned pharmaceuticals, arms and ammunition have also been confiscated, besides 60 lakh rupees drug money so far. Chairman of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Yudh Nashya Virudh campaign, who is also the state's finance minister, Harpal Singh Cheema, said, "A concerted drive to involve students and village panchayats is also ongoing to raise public awareness and foster their active participation in combating drug abuse." The Cabinet Subcommittee is scheduled today to evaluate and devise further measures to make the campaign successful. An earthquake of magnitude 5.2 jolted Ladakh's Kargil early this morning, according to the National Centre for Seismology, with tremors felt in Jammu and Kashmir. The earthquake occurred at 2:50 a.m. at a depth of 15 kilometres. There have been no reports of any damage or casualties. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko last evening, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of the world's leaders, including Prime Minister Modi and the presidents of Brazil and South Africa and others, for their commitment to seeking peace in the war-torn region, despite the many global challenges they face. Mr. Modi, during a meeting with President Trump at the White House last month, stressed that India is not neutral in its stand on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, India is siding with peace.
भारत न्यूट्रल नहीं है, भारत का अपना पक्ष है और भारत का पक्ष है शांति। हम पहले दिन से ही, और मैंने राष्ट्रपति पुतिन को उनकी मौजूदगी में मीडिया के सामने कहा था कि ये समय युद्ध का नहीं है।
Mr. Modi stated that he had already conveyed to President Putin that this is not the era of war. He also expressed his support for the efforts undertaken by President Trump to resolve the conflict. Earlier, the U.S. proposed a 30-day ceasefire, urging Russia to accept the deal without any conditions. President Putin, while expressing support for a ceasefire, acknowledged that there are nuances that need to be addressed, adding that he had serious questions about how the proposal would be implemented. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. In sports, India wrapped up a remarkable campaign at the World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2025 in Delhi, finishing atop the medals table with an impressive total of 134 medals, including 45 gold, 40 silver and 49 bronze. In the men's shot put F11-F22 category, India swept all the medals as Sagar clinched the gold with a throw of 11.47 metres. And that is the end of this news bulletin.